Hey, this is Bill Storm, and welcome to my podcast. This podcast was created to provide a trail of breadcrumbs for my children, Samantha and Billy, as well as anyone else that wants some straight talk mixed with a healthy dose of humor and sarcasm to navigate through this crazy journey we call life. In 1998, I quit my job in pursuit of more money, more meaning, and more freedom. It was one of the best decisions I ever made, and these are the lessons I learned along the way. If you like the podcast, you'll love my premium coaching content. Visit BillStorm.com/podcast to learn more. Hey gang, back with my son Billy for episode 4.
Hey guys.
So today we're going to talk about a sign that I saw above the door of the landlord's office. Went back when I had the business back up in Syracuse, the landlord that owned the entire plaza, he had a sign above his door. And I remember going in to have a conversation with him, and above his door, it said, "No one gets in to see the wizard, not no way, not no how." Mm-hmm. And I love that, right? Because it reminded me, of course, immediately of the wizard from the Wizard of Oz, right? Behind the curtain, nobody saw what was going on behind the scenes and what he was doing. But the crazy thing is, you know, once you run your own business, there's so many people that are constantly interrupting you or vying for your time. They're always asking you, "Hey, do you got a minute? Hey, do you got a minute? Hey, do you got a minute?" And there's so many distractions coming at you that it's very hard to stay focused on the main things that you want to do. So I thought it'd be fun today to talk about time blocking and what to prioritize, what to do first. Now, you're starting your own business right now online, and you're probably feeling some of that pressure, right? All the different things that get thrown at you.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice juggling game of all the different kind of, you know, you have a list of certain things that need to be done, and finding times to prioritize the most important, the least important, you know, all when you have a certain time slot to do so. So it can be a little bit overwhelming.
So like right now, like what are the things that get thrown at you where, you know, you feel like you're juggling, it's a juggling act and you're trying to balance these things?
Well, really it's, you know, right now I come home and I, you know, I have a certain set block of, okay, well, I have to sit down and I have to do this within 25 minutes. Usually I try and give myself 25 minute working windows and then 5 minute breaks so that I can just, you know, focus on one thing at a time and really bang it out as fast as I can.
So let's stop though, just so everybody that's listening to this understands. So right now, right, you're 21 years old. So you're still working a traditional regular job.
Yeah, I work at a restaurant.
That you can't stand.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing that I see in the back. I said that when I finally don't have to work in anymore, I'm gonna frame my bagels and shirt. So it's always something that reminds me of, you know, why I don't want to work a job like that. But get it framed.
So you've got this regular job that you're working that takes your time. What else takes your time?
You know, not in a bad way, but a girlfriend, training in the gym, but that, you know, that's necessary as well. You need your physical health to be able to perform.
So you got the job, you've got the girlfriend, you've got your gym time, your training time.
Yeah.
And then now you're also trying to build a business.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But that's really all of my free time outside of training. Training's kind of my 1 hour to 2 hour time block of peace and fun, yeah. You know?
So what's some of the things that you've heard, like about how to prioritize, like what to put first? What are some of the things that you've heard?
I think one of the biggest things is you kind of have to look at it as like, these are what's going to actually propel me forward into my goal, or like, these are the things that if I do now are going to push me a percent closer to the full bar, compared to doing like kind of like the side quest stuff that you think is making a difference, but it's really just to entertain your brain. It's like that procrastination. Oh, you know, well, I did this, you know, I found these new leads, but you didn't reach out to them. Right. You know, it's like, it's momentum, but it's not action. So that's kind of how I look at what I've been doing is, okay, well, is this really going to make, you know, a difference tomorrow? Like, should I be working on my ad creatives so that I can post them the next day, or should I be working on, you know, my product info descriptions? You know, what's actually going to, you know, propel me forward to actually making money.
Right. So your mind, right? Your mind in your conversation, even here, like you're going right to business, right? Your mind is there. That's what your priority is. That's what you're focused on, right? In yeah. So
it's because I only have that set block of time. It's like, okay, well, realistically, when I don't have to spend those 6-7 hours at a different place, then you can go back and readjust what you're doing. But for right now, it's what I have to do because it's going to get me out of that one time block that I don't want to be in. So it's, you know, I might as well, you know, eat the flavor I don't want to right now so I can enjoy the one later.
So I, what I wanted to do is I wanted to share with you things, you know, that, that I've learned, obviously getting older. And one of the things that I learned when I was younger, like when I was younger, even before, you know, even younger than you, I was taught, you know, you need to be successful, right? You need to be the first one in the office and the last one to leave. And that is so, it's like, if I could come up with the all-time most stupid advice in the world, that would be it. And the reason that I say that is because usually somebody that's doing that is so overly obsessed with work. And that is their entire definition of success. They're so focused on just that thing that the rest of their life completely falls out of bounds. I mean, you want a quick way to lose your girlfriend or a quick way to lose your wife, do that, right? Because that just tells me you're just so far out of whack. And the more successful you get, the more that you understand is that just like with, even with training, you can get more out of shorter time blocks if you're there and you're focused and you're intense on those things, but you're not living your life to work, right? You're doing your work or you're building your business in order to be able to create the lifestyle and the feeling, right? The feelings that you get to share with the people that matter most to you. And, and that's a complete flip. That's a complete flip flop. So,
well, whenever I hear that, it doesn't make sense to me because people like that, they're not truly wealthy, because what I've kind of come to realize is that wealth is abundance, and abundance is having multiple, you know, good, just a mass supply of everything in your life. And I feel like you need good relationships, you know, and the number one, I think, is, you know, you say this all the time, it's health, because without that, you know, you don't really get to enjoy anything. You could be a multimillionaire, but you can't go to the bathroom by yourself. So, you know, I feel like you need all three and to be able to, you know, quote unquote, balance it, you know?
So let's think about this, right? What the one thing that I've definitely, as I've gotten older, the one thing you just said, it, like literally just said it, the number one thing you have to have is you have to have your health, not only your physical health, but also your mental health. And there's so many things that get thrown at you when you are, you know, when you're a leader in people expectations of you, and they're constantly pulling at you. The number one thing you need to do. So if I was to prioritize in what order to time block things on a calendar, for example, I would say the first time block that you need to block off on your calendar is time for yourself. So remember when we went, we went to Nashville, right? To Fun Acting Life together, right? Mm-hmm. We went on the plane, right? When they do the safety talk, one of the things that they say is, hey, if there's ever a loss in cabin pressure, the oxygen masks are going to fall from the ceiling. Be sure to put your own mask on before you try to assist other people. So that's the thing. The first thing we need to do, if I was to time block off anything, is to time block off time to make sure you get yourself right. And we talked about this before, the Core Four Challenge, right? Where you take care of your body, your being, your well-being, the balance in your home life, and then also in your business. So for example, and I know you've picked up a lot of these habits, one of the things, like first thing in the morning, do something to move your body, right? Do some sort of exercise. Now, we choose like martial arts to do such a thing. You know, you may do like what mom does and go out walking to get in those 10,000 steps a day.
You know, what's funny is this is something I've actually like implemented into mine, is when you do, so like when you accomplish a task that you don't necessarily want to do first thing, it sets you up in a mind state of, okay, like I can, you know, get, I can trust myself enough to say I'm going to do this and do that, you know, and actually do it, is making your bed, is actually like waking up and fixing it and making it look nice, because most people, they just get up and leave it. Yeah. But if you actually make it, it's like, okay, I made a conscious decision to clean up after myself, and, you know, I actually follow through with it, and it kind of sets you up in a right, you know, mind state compared to like if you were to wake up late for work and you just, you know, you ramble out of the house, you know, all messy and all that, you don't feel the same way as if you're all prepared and you're tidied up, you know?
Yeah. And I
feel like it's taking a shower. It's the same thing.
Yeah. And I like that, because what that's saying to you is that you're not in a scrambled hurry. You're not in a rush. You're not the person that's grabbing a cup of coffee on the way out the door and you're not done. You're not ready. You've blocked off that time properly to take care of yourself. Yeah. So not only have you straightened up your area and you've had that discipline, right, to be able to do that, but you also have the discipline to go prepare the right kind of fuel to put in your body, right? It, you know, whatever you eat in the morning that's going to fuel you properly to make sure that you're drinking. Like for me, every morning I drink that lemon water now, right? I make that water active.
Yeah, it's that, like, that happened out of nowhere. You just kind of started and never stopped.
Yeah. But it's those things, right? So putting your own mask on first, taking care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, especially over time, right? There's a lot you can get away with when you're 21, but as you get older and you're, you know, 50 plus, that stuff starts to catch up with you. So making sure that you take care of yourself first, that way you've got the energy and your mindset is in the right place, right? To be able to help other people. So that would be step number one, time blocking. Step number two, and this has definitely become a priority for me, is family. So on your calendar, right, you block off that time for family. So that, like, seriously, that's why first one in the office, last one to leave, that's just a horrible idea, because that leaves little to almost no time to be with your family. Now, you know, with me, like growing up with you, right, one of my priorities was to make sure that I never missed one of your games. I never missed any of your concerts. I didn't miss any of that stuff. That comes first.
Yeah, I feel like that saying was made by a single guy and it's, you know, my age, you know, because that doesn't apply to everybody. It's like, you know, or maybe it's an old school thing, like, you know, in the old 9 to 5, like, you know, come in early, stay in late. But I genuinely feel like people that, you know, they have a family or they have other, you know, things like that in their life that they have to prioritize. It's, you know, that's just not a good motto to live by.
Well, some people don't put that first. The perfect example, right? One of the things that I do in my workshops every day that you hear me talk about, I talk about the Dickens pattern, right? I talk about Scrooge. Well, that's exactly what happened with Scrooge. When that became the priority in his life, he lost the love of his life because of it, because that became his idol. That became his God, right? To just do that thing. And I think that's what happens sometimes. We get, you know, people that get into business, they it consumes them. You know, their ego is so big and they're so focused on that they let everything fall apart and then end up losing the thing that mattered most to them in the first place.
Yeah, so the reason that they were working so hard in the first place.
Yeah, because time goes by quick. I mean, what would happen if I started my business and every time you had a game, you had a concert, or you came to me, I said, you know, Billy, sorry, I'm busy.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't, you know, have the same relationship we had probably now.
We wouldn't be doing
the same thing, like why we, you know, trained jiu-jitsu together. So you know, we timed off the, or blocked off the time to do it. It's just different, you know, just putting the energy into it and the effort.
So let's say we're looking at a calendar then, right? So if you take time to block off for yourself, let's just call that, and let's say you block off an hour for yourself. You're focused on your nutrition, you're focused on your exercise, you're focused on putting something positive in your mind, whether it's, you know, taking time to meditate, pray, read something's going to do something to balance your overall mind, body, and spirit. Then you put family time. And then of course you've got your sleep time, right? Then the next thing that I would say, the third thing is this, especially if you're a business owner, and a lot of people don't do this anymore, but I call it hunting time. What most business owners do is they spend time just being busy. They spend time taking care of the house, if you will, right? They're not actually doing an activity that's going to put points on the board and provide revenue, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So like in the old days, right, before, basically let's go back to the pioneers, right? So people that came over and they were just settling here in America, right? Their priority was to go out and hunt every day and kill or catch something to bring back to feed their family. That's what they had to do.
That was the main priority, because that was what was going to get the points on the board.
That was the only priority.
Yeah.
Right. And you couldn't come back. Like you couldn't come back and just say, oh, well, you know,
it was a slow day.
It was a slow day. I didn't feel like it today. You know, I'm just feeling kind of lazy. I just don't think I'm going to do it today. Right. That wasn't an option.
Yeah. I don't care if you got to catch a squirrel up the tree, go back out there.
Yeah,
gotta eat.
but you were telling me this the other day, right? You were telling me this. You know, watching the activities of some of your buddies, like your age, like you're trying to build a business, and you're out there and you're doing the activity, right? You're doing the hunting activity that you need to do to be able to build a business. And then you're watching other people and it's like,
they have no urgency. It's like, they don't have anything that they're chasing. It's not like they're excited about anything.
Right. They haven't, they're basically, they haven't learned how to hunt. They don't understand that they need to hunt. And it's just modern day. It's a form of like modern day hunting. So when, if you're sitting there and you're just playing video games or you're, just doing busy work, like running here and there, running errands, that is not going to help you do the business. And especially if you only have a short window of time, right, to be able to accomplish that task, that has to be a priority for you. And everything else is truly really noise. It's like stuff that doesn't need to be done. The priority is go catch something, right?
I feel like most people have the problem of prolonging a task for way too long because they don't set a goal to like finish it within a time span. They're like, oh, like today, you know, I want to get, you know, my ads done, or oh, I want to get my my Facebook post done, but like they don't give themselves, okay, I'm going to do this in 15 minutes. Because I forgot who said it, but it was in something I was listening to. It said a task will take only as long as the time you give it, or something like that, saying that it'll only take as long as you tell yourself, okay, like I can do it in 30 minutes. You'll find a way to do it in 30 minutes, you know. Yeah. It's just because it's kind of like like an end goal that you set for yourself,
yeah,
instead of just going off in the mindless nothingness and saying, oh, I hope I get it done today. And then, oh, after that, I got to do this for until I get it done. You know, say, I'm going to do this in 15 minutes, and then you get it done in 15 minutes. You know,
I think kind of what you're seeing with a lot of people, they don't have enough urgency behind something. They don't have enough leverage on themselves because they don't necessarily have to do it. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, in the old days, you didn't have to do it. It was a thing that you just did. It wasn't a question of whether you feel like it or not. It was like, this is what I have to do. So in order, right? So we put our own mask on first, make sure that we get ourselves right, mind, body, spirit. Number two, block off time for family, right? Because in the end, that's what you have. I mean, family's everything, right? If you have a family. Number three is hunting time. So you spend time on the thing that matters most. So number four is basically everything else, right? Everything else. If there's time to do it, then you can do it. But one of the things that I've definitely found is that when I take a look at some of the things that are on my to-do list, sometimes those things aren't really things that I need to do. And they're really truly not things that I need to do. They're things that could be delegated off to somebody else. Or there are things that if they don't get done, it's not the end of the world, right? Nothing's going to really happen. So we have to really stay focused on the things that really move the needle more than anything. And then, at least with me, it's becoming conscious of what are the vampires? What are the energy vampires? What are the time vampires? What are the things that are pulling me away, and becoming conscious of those things, and then learning how to say no, mm-hmm. right? How do you feel about that? Like the number of times that somebody's vying for your time when you know that that's not going to get you closer to where you need to be with the time that you have.
This is just me personally. I've kind of cut out a lot of the things that I did previously just because I knew that it was going to counteract. Like it's a lot easier to take stuff off your plate and then kind of go from there and organize, okay, this is important and this is not important. But most people, they want to hold on to like all the BS stuff that's like that they like the stuff that they find fun, or like going out, oh, well, I have to go out with my friends to dinner tonight. It's like, no, you don't. You could be home like I am, you know, working on your stuff. So, you know, I just feel like I'm trying to think. I lost my train of thought, to be honest.
Oh, that's all right. So the thing is, there was a great story that I heard years ago, right? And it was about figuring out what your three key objectives are. And I do this all the time in my talks. You know, I basically say to people, listen, what we need to do is we need to figure out what are the three key objectives, right? That if you achieve them during the course of this year, right, would have the most significant impact on your life. What are those three things? And for most of us, I would say for most of the people that I talk to, they don't know. They don't really have any idea.
That's what I'm not seeing. Now you're jogging my memory. It's like people don't, they don't have a, like a vision of where they want to go. So they're kind of just like mindlessly walking. It's right. Like, think about like driving on a road. It's going to seem a lot longer if it's foggy in front of you compared to if you can see the Disneyland sign.
Right.
You know, so it's going to seem a lot longer just driving and not knowing where you're going compared to if you actually are saying, okay, this is where I want to go. And then you kind of to take it apart and say, okay, these little objectives are going to get me there. And then you start knocking them off one by one. And then, you know, it seems a lot less, you know, of a challenge, I guess, because you can actually see where you're going and it's going to keep driving you to continue.
Yeah. And again, if we go back to the whole time blocking thing, like what's the most important thing to us? So if we say, okay, well, the first thing I need to time block off on my calendar is putting my own mask on first. What does that mean? What's my objective there? Well, the objective there is to make sure that I'm right in my head, right? I'm right in my heart, and I have the energy, I have the physical energy to be able to do the thing that I want to do with everything else. So I know that that has to be one of my three key objectives for the year, is taking care of that area. So for me, the second area to time block off is family first. Well, where do I want to go with that? Well, what I want to do is I want to make sure that I'm taking a look at everything else that's going on in my life to say, okay, how can everything else in my life serve my goal of spending more time with my family, not less, right? Because we never get that time back. We only have 24 hours in a day. We only have a certain number of, you know, years in our life. You can't get that time back. So how can I time block off everything else to make those things serve my goal of more time with family, more time with good friends, more time with relationships, more time with memories? Because those are the things that really matter, right? Then the third thing is the hunting time. That's like, okay, well, I have to still, I still have to run my business, but how can I be really focused? How can I be really efficient? How can I do the things that I need to do to be able to, you know, to maximize the, you know, the amount of revenue I'm able to create, but also how do I create a system that doesn't become a prison for myself, right? And then everything else. So that will end with this. So what that does is in the end, anything other than those three things, right? Those are my three key objectives. Anything else other than that is noise. It's like just in an interruption, and it's something that we need to learn how to say no to a heck of a lot more. So gang, we're going to go ahead and end this episode here today. Billy, thanks for joining me again. As always, it's fun. I love to hear your thoughts and see the direction that you're going. And again, you know, always proud of you because I know where your heart is in this whole thing. And I know you're super passionate about your business. So that will come out in your talks a lot, which I'm super excited about. But I know that your intention is to be able to create this thing so you can provide the kind of life for yourself and also for your future family. So you can show up as that kind of husband, you can show up as that kind of dad that, you know, I know you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I always have a good time on the podcast and hearing everybody's feedback and comments. So thanks. It's great.
All right, gang. We'll see you next time.